You're one of only a handful of teachers that are chosen for this. How did you find out about this? How did you apply? I mean, how did this all happen?
So kind of my hobby is trolling for grants, but not just for the sake of grants, but to find opportunities, not only for myself, but for my students, different things that I can either learn to help better my teaching, get projects and things for students. Anyway, so I heard about this through Discovery Education, and the topic is something that's always been kind of interesting to me with the Holocaust. When I was, well, I don't know if you want to know that story, but yeah, so I applied, and the application process was part essay questions, part video. So I had to create a short video essay explaining why this experience is important and how it's going to impact not only myself, but my students, my community. Then the essays were similar. What is my previous background with the Holocaust? How I use primary sources in the classroom, and then digital media, and like how I use digital media in my classroom, and why is it important to me as a teacher? And then how will it impact not only my colleagues and my students?
What is the story?
Okay, so when I was 12 years old, I was in the public library just looking around for books, and I came across a book that said 6 million. I was curious about it, so I started reading it and looking into it. That's when I learned about the Holocaust, was I learned about 6 million Jews who had been killed for no other reason other than the fact that they were Jewish, their belief and their ethnicity. And I was shocked. I was like, how could this happen? And so as a 12-year-old, just discovering this, and I was shocked. And so I started studying it. So then I got a hold of different books and started studying it and reading it. I read, started reading, of course, The Diary of Anne Frank and The Chosen, Chaim Potok, and then multiple other books. I just started diving in and learning as much as I could. And in college, my undergrad, I took several courses: anti-Semitism and the Holocaust, World War II, ethnic and race relations, all centering around studying like why these types of things happen. And then also in the 1990s, to follow up with, Rwanda, and then more recently with Sudan and Congo, studying like how these things continually happen. And so starting from that young age, I realized that it's really important for us to hear these stories, because the 6 million people, they did, each of them had an individual story, an individual faith, individual family. And I felt like it's really important for us to be able to speak for all those who couldn't speak for themselves. And with the pro with this program, the Eyewitness program, it's a beautiful program that is helping to keep history alive through their voices, letting people tell their own stories, but also us as educators to be able to teach others and share their voices, share their stories with our students, who will then learn the lessons, hopefully learn the lessons and apply it to their lives.
You know, a lot of people, I know I went abroad for the first time this last summer, and I went to Switzerland, and it was amazing and exciting and, just the adrenaline going. You're taking a different journey here. How do you prepare for this? What do you anticipate and hope to get from this?
Part of me is still like I've been preparing for this for a long time. It's kind of, going to Auschwitz has been on my bucket list since I was a teenager. Not for, the fun, it's not a fun type of experience, but for the importance of it, to actually say, yes, this did happen, this is where it happened, and to stand in that place where so many ordinary people became heroes. Even if they didn't do anything, I think in a way each of them became heroes, for being who they were, And one of the reasons that I'm really looking forward to this is because of the importance of it, not only for history, historical purposes, but for the future, to take these lessons and to learn from them. And one of the ways, like, I'm preparing is they've given us some material to read to prepare us to learn more about stories. I've been using Eyewitness, the Shoah Foundation video and media resource, and so I'm watching Holocaust survivor accounts as well as reading about the stories. They just finished A Convenient Hatred, the History of Anti-Semitism, which was really powerful, and it's a really solemn experience. So I don't know how you really prepare yourself as much for this, last summer I had the opportunity to go to Dachau, and so I think that's helped prepare me as well for this.
What do you anticipate that you'll get out of the program? How do you think it will affect your teaching, your personal life, things like that?
This program, I really hope to be able to gain a better understanding on not just teaching about the Holocaust, because there's multiple resources about that, but more so teaching the stories, making it apply to the kids, because you can throw numbers out there and you can talk about what happened, and it doesn't make it real. But I want to be able to make this experience real for my students and help them see the faces of the people who survived, the people who lost their lives. But also I want them to learn about how their actions, the results of their actions. Because the Holocaust itself and genocide, it never starts with anything really big. It always starts small, with an idea, with either a picture or a comment, and then it grows from there. And I want students to be able to see that their actions, their what they do and what they say has a difference, makes a difference, and they can influence each other for the good or for the bad, and bring it back in onto their level, like bullying and those types of things, and how those things where you make fun of somebody, you make a comment about someone, and it can escalate, and it turns into something bigger. And it's, you know, not just, oh, this comment itself, but everything that they do really does make a difference. And so to help them make better choices in their lives.
So why do you think at such a young age that this story, this event impacted you the way that it did and has remained, apparently, it seems anyway, to be a common thread through your own ideology and humanity?
When I was a little bit younger in the fourth grade, you know, being the weird kid in class who didn't have any friends, I think that helped. That was part of it. But mostly it's understanding people. Growing up, my dad was in the military, so I moved around quite a bit. Like every 3 years we moved. And I got to know a lot about myself, but also other people, and knowing that everybody has their own story. Everybody is important. And realizing that and understanding that and embracing that, I think, you know, at such a young age, I think learning about this at such a young age also helped reinforce how important each individual is, about not judging other people and taking people for who they are and not what they look like. Because later, in high school, I went to high school in South Carolina. And 1 year on my basketball team, I was one of the only white girls on my basketball team. And we always have jokes here and there. And then later on, I've had the experience where someone didn't want to be my friend anymore because of what I looked like, because of the color of my skin. And it was an interesting experience. And I was, you know, disappointed in the experience and sad that I lost a friend, but it taught me a lot, and I was able to put myself in someone else, in other people's shoes, where, you know, it's important for us to take people as individuals and not as a stereotype. And so this experience has kind of threaded itself throughout learning about the Holocaust and learning about genocide and how the, you know, stereotypes can lead to really hurt, lots of hurt, you know.
So is there a motto or a mantra that you have that you'll be repeating to yourself through this experience when you get out there?
Oh, well, I haven't thought about that, but I want to find their story, a story, you know? I want to be able to find a way, some way to connect something that happened 70 years ago, some events that happened more than 70 years ago, to my students today and help them see that it actually applies to them and see the connection between these events. But I don't know that I have an actual theme or mantra other than the fact that, you know, this is their story and it's my responsibility to tell that story.
And is there, what do you think, this is kind of a different question,
yeah,
but what do you think you now, what do you want to say to the you that returns, or what do you hope that person says could say to you? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I really hope that I can come back with some international connections for my students, and I really hope that I come back with a sense of a real sense of what happened 70 years ago. And not that I will ever be able to ever actually experience that, but to be able to bring back an experience that I would say changed my life, but improved understanding of those events and of the people and of the individuals.
You know, that's kind of what my next question was going to be. Do you think mm-hmm. that you already have this vast knowledge about the event. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it will alter you in any way, being there firsthand and being able to stand in that place?
I hope so. I do, because I really hope it does, because, I mean, it's hard for me to understand how it cannot. It's an overwhelming thing to think about everything that happened and to put a face on it, on the people, you know? And I expect it to change, to help alter me and for the better. I hope it gives me a better perspective on my life and for my students.
There is somebody here on staff at UPR who their father, mm-hmm. when they were young, would mm-hmm. do tours out, take mm-hmm. students out to Germany. And, mm-hmm. You know, back then when this was going on, there was no internet. There wasn't all of the technology mm-hmm. today. So information wasn't as easily accessible. So they had a tour guide, a young 21-year-old college girl who would take them out to different places. And I'm messing up the story, but the core of what I want to get at is that she didn't know about the events that took place, and it was because mm-hmm. they didn't teach that in Germany. Mm-hmm. Have you come across anything like that? How they mm-hmm. handle that now today?
No, actually, that's another thing I'm really interested, because one of the things I like to study, I do a lot of research with global education, studying education systems and the culture of education in multiple countries. And that's one thing I hope to gain from this experience, is both Poland's and Germany's educational perspective on World War II and the Holocaust. My students, 2 years ago, we started a Skype program with students in Japan. And last year, they spoke on Pearl Harbor Day. And they talked to the kids, our students here in Utah spoke to the kids in Japan about World War II. And it was really interesting to hear the kids talk, because we found out that in Japan, the students, like, their general perspective is that Americans were the bad guys because we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But our students think of Japan as the bad guys because in World War II, because of Pearl Harbor. And so it's all about perspective, and I find that fascinating. And that's one thing I like to teach my students, and I hope. And that's another thing I guess I hope to bring back, is to learn about their perspectives, because as I teach students, one of the things we concentrate on is recognizing multiple perspectives and understanding that and realizing that how they learn something and how we see something is not the same way other people see stuff and how they view life.
Well, my last question, would people be surprised to know about you?
Well, what would they be surprised? I don't know. I guess it depends what they already know. Tell me. Because this is going to be the 11th country I've traveled to in the last 3 years. I don't know if you knew this a little bit, but I've since 2012, I did a Fulbright Japan U.S. Teacher Exchange on Sustainable Development Education. And since then, it opened up my eyes to the world, and I've been trying to do the same thing with other students. So I've traveled multiple countries, meeting with multiple teachers and setting up exchanges for my students. But I don't know if it's something like that you're looking for, or
just anything that
personal.
Just anything that you think would be of interest that people wouldn't know.
Is it conversational Korean? Yes.
Oh.
Or basic Korean. What else? But my students know that because I'm teaching them Korean. So, as part of a world studies course, I kayak and I knit. I don't know if you're looking for something like that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. But I am writing all this down. You never know. You never know with the story how it's going to, like, all come together. So
yeah, because Yeah, my main goal is just to learn as much as I can to bring stuff back to my students. So each trip I take, I've taken several trips. This is my fifth trip in 3 years in 11th country. And each trip, my students now have get a new project, a new internet. So I've created like a project-based curriculum that we go into the depth of knowledge with stuff using projects and let students kind of individualize and customize their project.
I know I learn better hands-on.
Yes. Okay. One of my heroes that goes along with this, though, I guess, is Sophie Scholl. So she was a member of the White Roses, a German activist group who spoke out against what they saw as unjust things happening by the Nazi Party. And she was her and her other college friends, her brother and one of their friends were caught passing out pamphlets, like telling people about the disappearance of disabled people, but put out pamphlets talking about what was actually happening. And they got caught and they were sentenced to death. And I used that to teach a Bill of Rights as an example for Bill of Rights and how we have certain rights. And that's an example of why they're so important.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to talk to you when you're out there. Yeah. I'm sure that Josh will schedule everything for us. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Have a wonderful trip.
Thanks.
And I'll be talking to you
thank
again.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.